You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Sweet, sweet baby, are you ready to jump, jive, and wail? Are you ready to stir, simmer, and cook? Are you ready to dig up a stack of shellac to make you jump back, Jack, and have a heart attack? I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, bringing you another edition of the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. This week, we're going to rock with one of the daddies of rock and roll that doesn't get the attention he truly deserves. Saxophonist, vocalist, Jimmy Preston. He's mostly remembered today as the originator to the song Rock the Joint, which some consider to be one of the first rock and roll songs. It goes back to 1949. But Jimmy Preston had three charting singles and was so influential he helped kick off the screaming saxophone instrumental. Jimmy was doing it before Sam the Man Taylor, before Big J McNeely, before Red Prysock, before Joe Houston, and well before King Curtis. So for the next hour, we're going to look at the highly influential Jimmy Preston. James Alfred Preston was born on August 18, 1913, in Chester, Pennsylvania, which is just a little bit south of Philadelphia. He started his musical education on the drums, but soon switched to the saxophone, settling on the alto. By the late 1930s, he and his saxophone were being heard, and soon he moved to Philadelphia, where he started to gain in popularity. After the war, he started his own combo, and by 1948 was signed to Philadelphia-based Gotham Records. Gotham was a mostly R&B label that ran from 46 to 56. His first session for Gotham was held sometime that year, and we're not 100% sure which musicians played on it, but it was probably Earl Patterson on tenor sax, Raymond King on piano, Leroy Terry on bass, and Eddie Winters on the tubs. Jimmy Preston was, of course, on the alto. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back on sax blower Jimmy Preston with his first record for Gotham, 1948. Here's Messin' with Preston.
Thank you. Louie, for the love of Pete, why don't you bring me something to eat? Don't want tater salad, don't want fish. All I want is my favorite dish. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. That's the dish for me. Don't want chow mein, chop suey, Louie. Don't want no plain, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. That's the dish for me. Hot flapjacks, ham and eggs may taste good, no doubt, but I'll leave them to you folks, 'cause I know what it's all about. Just give me some sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. That's the dish for me. I'll leave them to you folks, 'cause I know what it's all about. Just give me some sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. Sub gum chicken, hot hooey dooey. Sub gum chicken, chop suey, Louie. That's the dish for me.
Some of those songs just make you hungry, baby. That's Chop Suey Louie, Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians, from 1948, his second single for the Gotham label out of Philadelphia. And it's our hero, Jimmy Preston, on vocals, sounding very much like one of his idols, Louis Jordan. We're featuring underrated saxophonist and vocalist this week, Jimmy Preston. His next release was his first one to chart, and it was issued in the spring of 1949, where it topped out at number 4 nationally. This record, Hucklebuck Daddy, was so cool that it inspired the Five Keys to rework it a little bit and rename it Hucklebuck with Jimmy. Should we make a guess at who the Jimmy is that the Five Keys are referring to? Here's Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians from the spring of 49 with Hucklebuck Daddy. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
She said, Hucklebuck, baby, Hucklebuck all night long. She said, Hucklebuck, baby, Hucklebuck all night long. She said, Hucklebuck, baby, Lord knows you can't go wrong. She said, ride, Jimmy, ride. Ride, ride, Jimmy, ride. Ride, ride, Jimmy, ride. Ride, we'll be right back. huckabuck, baby. Ooh, huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby, huckabuck all night long. She said, huckabuck, baby. Huckabuck, baby. Ooh, huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby, huckabuck all night long. She said, ride, Jimmy, ride.
Ride on.
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 Ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on. Sugar, baby. What you're doing to me? Well, I don't mean maybe. I'm just as blue as blue can be. Once I was happy again, but now you're going away. The skies were blue, now they're gray. But I hope you'll return someday. Sugar baby, what makes you so mean to me? Oh, won't you come back? I want you to come back home. I know that you are so footloose and free, but where you are, my heart will be. Sugar baby, see what you're doing to me. Won't you come back? I want you to come back home. You are so footloose and free, but where you are, my heart will be. Sugar baby, see what you're doing to me.
That Sugar Baby sounding oh so sweet, and the flip side to Hucklebuck Daddy from Gotham Records 1949. It's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians, and he was definitely one of those cats that was at the forefront of jump blues and made a significant contribution to the music before it crossed over and truly became rock and roll. His records were selling okay, but they were about to start selling a whole lot better when Rock the Joint came out. We'll get to that in just a moment, but first let's hear another Gotham release from 1949. As the black shellac spins in the back of the establishment where the juke is, this is the Juke in the Back with Hold Me Baby.
Hold me baby, hold me tight, squeeze me baby with all your might, cause you're just so fine. Ooh, and you look so fine. Your kisses are divine. Makes me want to love you all the time. Well, creep in my window when the lights are out. My wife won't be there, baby, to put you out. Cause you're just so fine. Well, and you look so fine. And your kisses are divine. Makes me want to love you all the time. Yes, you're 36 in the butt, 28 in the waist, 44 in the hips. You got irresistible lips, but you're just so fine. Well, and you look so fine. Baby, your kisses are divine.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag. One of the truly great early rock and roll records, and by some accounts, the first rock and roll record. Of course, I would take rock and roll back a few more years than 1949, but that's just me. That's certainly a major contender. It was co-written by organist Doc Bagby, who was the A&R man at the time for Gotham Records. Of course, Bagby would go on to have a great career of his own and record one of my favorite songs, Dumplin's, for the OK label. The other co-authors of the song were in Bagby's band,
Don Keane, and singer Harry Crafton. One of the things that makes that record so great is Earl Patterson's screaming sax solo throughout the piece. That's 2.5 minutes of some of the most exciting music you're ever gonna hear. Rock the Joint, Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians, recorded in May of 1949. It hit number 6 on the national R&B lists in the fall of 49. Soon, Chris Powell and his Five Blue Flames came out with a version of Rock the Joint, and in 1951, Jimmy Cavallo also came out with a version of the song. But it was in 1952 that Bill Haley and his then-backing group, The Saddlemen, recorded a very influential version of Rock the Joint as well. Some cite Haley's Rock the Joint as the first rockabilly record. So this song has at least 2 firsts under its groove. Let's flip it over and hear this week's feature, saxophonist and vocalist Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians with Drinkin' Woman. I'm at the Cat where it's at, and I'm spinning those great shellac 78s just for you, baby, right here on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Look so sad. Well, I'll tell you just what's happening. That makes me feel so bad. Got the credit blues. Yes, and things are awful tough. When you can't get a dollar and you're living on the cuff. My watch is in the pawn shop. Can't even tell the time. Can't buy no beans for dinner, cause I don't even have a dime. Got the credit blues. Yeah, these things are awful tough. When you can't get a dollar and you're living on the cuff. Sam has got my suit. Got the great blues. Yes, these are awful tough. When you can't get a dollar and you're living on the cuff. My finance company called me, said my credit's gone too far. I owe them so much money, they came and took my car. Got the credit blues. Yes, and things are awful tough. When you can't borrow a dollar, boy, it's really rough.
Credit Blues, Jimmy Preston's last record of 1949, and the last time that his group would be listed as the Prestonians on a record. We kick off 1950 with a new band. From here on out, the group is known as Jimmy Preston's Orchestra and features a future legend. Benny Golson is playing the tenor saxophone on the next couple of records. And of course, Golson would become a heavy hitter in the bebop genre, joining Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers for a little bit in the late 1950s. We also find Len Bailey on Barry Sax. Of course, Jimmy Preston is playing alto. Billy Gaines is on piano with Leroy Tibbs on bass. Skeets Marsh is banging those tubs. Here's another one spinning off of Philadelphia's Gotham label from this week's feature, Jimmy Preston. Here's They Call Me the Champ on the Juke in the Back.
Hello, baby, hello. Come sit on my knee. If you crave for some loving, I'm the guy you want to see. That's why they call me the champ. Yes, I admit that's mighty cool. But life is what you make it, so I guess I'm just a loving fool. Now dig my story, honey. Now I can show you, baby, just where to find that groove. It's not a case of what you do, it's just the way you move. That's why they call me the champ. Yes, and they treat me like a king. Gave me everything I've got. Yes, even this pretty diamond ring. Now dig what I'm putting down, honey. Old Romeo's a legend, and Juliet's the same. I have an art of loving. It's my only claim to fame. That's why they call me the champ, honey. I know what to do. Yes, I mean everywhere I go. I'm just as famous, baby, as any star on stage, screen, radio, television, anywhere you go, I'm the champ, honey. I'll ease you into heaven fill you with ecstasy. Now I need no drinks to make me last, 'cause my love comes naturally. That's why they call me the champ. Yes, and they keep me looking fine. Give me lots of money, and honey, I drink the best champagnes and the best wines. Oh, but I do. Now dig this. Some jewels may be priceless, but take a tip from me, that when it comes to loving, I'm the best in luxury. Yes, that's why they call me the champ. And you know I wouldn't lie. If I can love you, baby, you will never say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Now here's a story I must confide. It's all about an old hayride. The moon was shining big and bright. Everybody was doing all right. Now I was feeling nice and fine. Had just knocked out a jug of wine. Everybody was in the groove, and all the cats were on the move.
On that hayride, on that hayride, all the cats were on the move. On that hayride,
I had the cutest chick in town. You know that gal, old Sadie Brown. Sadie and me sitting side by side, and I was putting down a real hard job, when a great big guy in back of the hay jumped up and shouted, "Nix, Tim, nay, nay." Now, Pops, you know I'm rough enough. I just couldn't take that kind of stuff.
On that hay ride, on that hay ride,
I just couldn't take that stuff.
On that hay ride.
So right in the middle of the old hay ride, I started to work on that stud tie. We scuffled and shuffled all over the hay. The fight could have lasted till the break of day. Now that was really a sight to see. Me fighting that cat down on one knee. He punched at me and I punched at him, when someone hollered,
"On that hay ride, on that hay ride." Someone hollered, "Look out, Jim, on that hay ride."
I looked around real quick to see what was about to happen to poor old me. There was Sadie riding hand, about to send me to the promised land. Well, boys, I'll never be able to say just how I made my getaway. But here's one thing that'll coincide. I'll never go on another hayride.
On a hayride, on a hayride.
I will never go again on a hayride.
Oh man, the band is just smoking on that one and sounding a lot like Louis Jordan again. That's Hayride, spinning off of Gotham Records, Jimmy Preston and his orchestra. It's 1950 and we're going to keep that big beat jive alive and keep those records spinning so you keep grinning. Here's the next release from Jimmy Preston. It's Do the Bump. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, and I'm spinning those great post-World War II rhythm and blues records from the late 40s and early 1950s each week right here on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now do the bump!
Everybody's gonna have a ball tonight. One, two, bump.
some juice. Let's all get high for it. Do the bump tonight. So take out your money, spend it just for spite. Listen to me, she'll tell you what it's all about. Brand new dance just came out. You go to the bar, you get a taste. I mean a tall glass of whiskey, don't let it waste. You grab your partners and let's fall in. Listen where the fun begins. You turn around, heel to heel. You bump one another just to see how it feels. Swing around, face to face. Starts bumping and rocking all over the place. We're going to the bump, do the bump tonight.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to feature Jimmy Preston's last record for the Gotham label, the label in which he began his career and scored two charting hits during his stay there. One side featured the instrumental Potato Salad, while the flip was the vocal Let's Hang Out Tonight. And that is this week's Great 78. Jimmy Preston and his orchestra with the jumpin' Let's Hang Out Tonight.
Shout all over town.
Let's hang out tonight.
Gonna do the thing around.
Let's hang out tonight.
Gonna start when the sun goes down. Get all the people that lives in the block. Turn on the music and start in the rock. Blow it in. Gonna jump till the party stops.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
With a pig foot on the side.
Oh, baby, I'm with you. Potato salad should be the main course. Everything else is on the side. That was Jimmy Preston's final release for the Gotham label. He was on the label for 2 years, from 48 to 50, and I guess it was time to move on. He only scored 2 hits for Gotham, but they were doozies, Hucklebuck Daddy and the immortal Rock the Joint. It's mid-1950, and Preston signs with a new agency that moves him up to Derby Records out of New York City. At this time, his band also changes a bit. The great Benny Golson is still with him on tenor sax, but James Foreman is on piano, Leroy Terry's on bass, Skeets Marsh is still on the drums, and a female vocalist is added, Bernetta Evans. He would only have 3 singles for Derby, but the first one was a doozy, landing him back in the Rhythm and Blues Top 10, with a cover of the Louis Prima song, Oh Babe. The song Oh Babe was one of the most successful songs of the early 1950s. In the Rhythm and Blues field, it was also recorded by Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris and Roy Milton. Kay Starr would have a big hit with it over on the pop side of things. Jimmy Preston's version hit number 5 in November of 50. And as I mentioned before, Bernetta Evans is doing the female part on this one. Here's Jimmy Preston with his final chart record, Oh Babe, on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is The Juke in the Back.
And you rock it and you, oh babe.
You swing it and you sing it and you,
oh babe. skip it and you dip it and you hold it. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh man. You wiggle and you giggle and you hold it. You shuffle and you scuffle and you hold it. You romp it and you stomp it and you hold it. You move it and you groove it and you hold it. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh man.
Jimmy Preston with Bernetta Evans and his orchestra, and that's Rock With It Baby, his second release for the Derby label. After his third and final release for Derby Records, Jimmy Preston gave it all up for the Lord. He gave up music altogether and became the Reverend Dr. James Preston and founded the Victory Baptist Church in Philadelphia. He would remain there until his death on December 17th, 1984. Jimmy Preston was 71. I hope these screaming sax sides have opened your eyes to the variety of influences that led to the big bang of the mid-1950s and the birth of rock and roll. There were many players in its formation, and Jimmy Preston was one of them. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. If so, let me know. You can always drop me an email at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's go out with another Philadelphia group's version of the classic Jimmy Preston tune, Rock the Joint. It's Chris Powell and the Five Blue Flames. They recorded for Columbia and its subsidiary, OK Records, from 1949 to the mid-50s. And since Rock the Joint was so important to Jimmy Preston's career and also to the birth of rock and roll, I thought we'd end the show with another look at the tune. Another jumpin' look at the tune. This one features Danny Turner on screamin' tenor sax. Chris Powell, the leader of the group, is also playing the drums. So cats and kittens, let's rock the joint one more time. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye, everybody.
Six is 36. I ain't gonna hit for six more licks. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight. Rag, side by side, a flying low and a flying wide. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight. Jones and a Virginia reel. Just let your feet know how you feel. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight. Six is 36. I ain't gonna hit for six more licks. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.